Hello, podcast people. You're probably wondering, hang on a minute, Jimmy Nath, where's that little sound that normally happens when you start?
It's dead.
To be honest, I didn't think you were going to go with dead. It's
dead tired of being played, which is why it's...
Good save.
Yeah, thanks
so much.
We took it out the back.
We call them openers. You might hear them on the show. Yeah. It's at a farm. It's at an opener farm.
Yep. It was getting a bit old, so we sent it out with its friends at the opener farm.
If you've been listening to the show for a long time, maybe when doing Hobart Breakfast, we used to have a Gossip Grey segment that went, Gossip Grey, doing Gossip. That's at the farm too.
Yeah, it is. There's a few little openers out at the farm. They're having a great time.
Any other openers that you think, can you remember that are out?
Yeah, we had a little opener out there called, this is going well, well back.
Okay, I love this.
The Statman opener. So if you remember that.
Yeah.
I'm the Statman. That one, we sent that one out to the farm.
More recently, we had
Producer Grace. We sent her out to the farm.
Hello, I'm here. I'm back from the farm.
Just doing the old podcast top.
Oh, yes.
We just mentioned the podcast opener wasn't there. People are going, why? Well, we're getting a new one made.
Yes.
So that new one will be soon. But we're just reminiscing over other openers and things that we sent to the farm. I said we sent the Gossip Chris.
Yeah, that's gone that was the farm. A sad one.
Do you remember any that we sent out to the farm?
Yeah, there was...
I got one because we won't probably...
for,
won't,
sorry, thanks, yeah, for,
thanks for walking in the studio with that.
Thanks for really weighing in here.
I got one, which... It wasn't killed. It wasn't taken to the farm.
Sorry, you can.
Sorry,
no,
mate.
Just for next, when you finish.
Just remember, we did this podcast before the show. So this isn't good. And we've had a week and a bit off. So this is the first thing we've done, the three of us together.
Gross, just so you know, when you can do the old put your hand up when you want to talk. You don't have to be like, no, Jim, you finish now and then I'll talk.
Or you can just wait. Because what happens is we always finish.
No, because I'll forget. You need to go, Grace, you had one.
Okay. King of the Sand Castles.
Yes.
Down at Kingston.
In the sand at Kingston.
They got to be sturdy.
I know.
But also look good.
That's up for an ACRA.
That is a radio Oscar.
Yeah.
If you didn't know what an ACRA is, so.
Grace, you've got one.
I was going to.
Grace, I think you have one.
What's that noise?
Oh.
Tell me, what is that noise?
Bang.
That was
some of these,
fun.
Yeah, that was.
I reckon what's that noise is going to come back one day.
I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
It's not just the openers at the farm. The whole segment went to the farm.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got another one that
went
out
there
to
with
the
alarm clock.
Yeah, oh, that one was.
Oh, RIP.
I don't remember what that opener was.
Clicks at
that,
6.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't even here for Clicks at 6.
No, I've
heard
of it.
That didn't have an opener,
it's
but
it did. No, it
did.
No, it went.
Dun-dun-dun. 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 Dun-dun-dun.
Clicks at 6.
That's all.
And then you just got people to click at 6:30.
Mm. Yeah.
So I wonder why that one went to the farm.
So much fun. I'm going to go to the farm and I'm going to wrangle all these things and bring them back in a big ute.
I'm not opposed to one day, maybe like years down the track, we try and get a whole week of just stuff that we've killed.
Sent to the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The farm show.
The content farm.
Farm and Nate. Yeah.
Show from a farm.
Show from a farm.
And we bring back everything.
Yeah.
The maypole.
Oh, the maypole.
No, I'll quit.
We dance around the maypole. Remember? Can we remember?
Can we remember?
All of the things we did.
What?
No, isn't it the people who called the show?
Well, I don't know. You got to
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
I've been here live.
We're here live.
How do you know I'm live?
Because normally, if this wasn't live, we would have edited this out.
Yeah. Grace, do one.
Well, we'd normally leave that in.
Yeah. The details of 10,000, you might have seen this, big news today. 10,000 Optus customers have been released following a massive data breach, which has affected millions of Australians. Now, producer Grace here in the studio, you can hear her. What's your noise? Grace does flow between the studio and out the phones because she has to answer and do stuff. And she was getting up and I went, no, Grace, I want you in for this one. I was like, because we know you're the hacker.
Mm.
And then, let me see if I can get this right, Nath.
Yep.
Grace said...
And then Jimmy and I,
it was spot on.
I honestly thought you had the audio for a second then. And then Jimmy and I, we turned to each other dumbfounded because you
have not
told us once that you were part of this Optus hacking.
I have, because we were sitting in a meeting and we were talking about the Optus thing and I was like, oh, I got hacked as well. I got all these emails, blah, blah, blah. And earlier this week, $800 got skimmed from my card and I was like, I got skimmed and hacked in the same week.
Yeah, but... The mistake you're making here is thinking that we're paying attention in meetings. We should have seen that on an email or a text.
They did hold us, shake us, and go, Jimmy, I know that was hacked.
No, I got an email from Optus saying that unfortunately one of my data had been some of the data that had been hacked and accessed.
Oh, geez, you're telling your and data.
Then I got a bunch of
emails history?
Overnight saying that I suspicious log, like my Amazon account had been locked and my Apple ID had been locked because there were suspicious.
So people trying to use your data to try and
to log into my things.
Okay, well, this is great. Huge. I wish I knew this earlier. I would have put more time apart on the show if I had actually checked.
We could add a little song, mate.
Yeah, I didn't. No, well,
great. The worst part was you responded when I said I got skimmed and hacked, and you went, "Oh, sucks to be you," and then just moved on.
I'll be honest, I don't know what you're saying. I was just
we were just waiting for it to end.
okay, I'll punch through a bit of the data, and then we'll chat to Grace about how she feels and what you want to do about it. Like, I don't know if you've thought about anything, but so last Thursday, Optus admitted almost 10 million current and former customers, so it doesn't even matter if you're currently with them, had been accessed in a cyber attack. The information includes dates of birth, passport, driver's license numbers, and addresses. The hackers on Tuesday today released 10,000 private records, including our own producer Grace's. And the hackers warned this would continue until they got $1.5 million.
Mm.
How do you feel?
Mostly inconvenienced, to be honest.
Well, because you can't watch Amazon.
No, it's not that. It's just like having to go through and change all my passwords. I don't know what my passwords are at the best of times.
Well, clearly it was password one if you got hacked.
Grace did tell us her password.
You were doing gear about how bad my password was.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That's why we were doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just thought we were trying to guess what your Amazon password was.
Yeah, I was a bit confused there.
My mum got the same email saying that her data had been leaked, and my dad, who's not even a current Optus, he's a former customer, he's got leaked as well.
So your whole family got hacked.
So will this make you leave Optus?
I'll be honest, it's a lot of work.
There you go. If you want to hack Grace, password one.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jump on the phones right now. If you're about to go somewhere, if you're about to go on like a little weekend away or a little holiday or something like that, where are you about to go in Australia and would you like some restaurant recommendations? 131060. Jump on the phones right now because we're going to help you out. But we can only help you out if you call. 131060.
Could be, you could be heading away this week, this weekend, maybe later in the month.
Yep. Maybe, anywhere in Australia.
Maybe not like a couple of years away. You're thinking about going to Maui.
Let's limit it within the next couple of months.
Couple of months and somewhere here in Australia. Yeah,
in Australia. Yeah. Domestically. 131060, where it could be a business trip, it could be a family trip, it could be a little solo holiday. 131060.
Could just be driving down the road.
Whatever it is. The next suburb over. 131060. Jump on the phones. The reason I asked Jim, our mates over at TripAdvisor, we love those guys, get this, they have revealed the top 10 fine dining restaurants in Australia based on the 2022 reviews. Now, this is huge because number one on the list is quite random, but you and I and producer Grace have not only dined there, but we have broadcasted a radio show from there because as a team, we did this. It is on the island, off the island, off the island. It is called Wild Harvest on King Island, just off Tasmania. So round of applause, Wild Harvest, number one on the list. Now, a restaurant that not many people would have ever gone to because it's on King Island, which is just off Tasmania. Quite a random restaurant, but a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, King Island is a beautiful place. Yeah. It's got the best golf course I've ever played. Oh, shout out to Kate Wickham.
Yes.
You guys want to fly me out and Nath.
Oh, shout out to Sharp Airlines while we're here.
Love to go back. We've had dinner there. Amazing. But yeah, it's on for those that don't know, Tasmania. It's at the bottom of Australia.
Yes.
Then King Island sort of above that. It's in the middle of Bass Strait. Beautiful, but yeah.
Fresh produce as well.
No, so everything they serve is from the island.
Amazing.
There's like mints and stuff like, not mints as in M-I-N-C-E, like M-I-N-T-S.
As not as in fresh in your breath. No, I haven't got some Wrigley's.
No, I didn't mean like red mints from Coles.
Also on the list, coming in at number two in New South Wales, EXP Restaurant in Pocolban. There's one in Port Douglas in sunny Queensland called Maluka. Number four, Chard Kitchen and Bar in Orange. Beautiful part of the world. We love Orange. Number five in Sydney, Sokyo. Never even heard of it. Number six, The Stunned Mullet.
I love that.
Port Macquarie. Miwa in Hobart made number seven. So Tassie got two in there. The Gates Restaurant in New South Wales, number eight. I can't even say this one. Some French restaurant in Terrigal, New South Wales. Les Isles.
Some French place, Terrigal. Shout out to us. Well done.
And number 10, Margan. Margan Restaurant in Winery in Broke in New South Wales. So this is what we want to do, right? So we're talking about fine dining restaurants and the best fine dining restaurants around. And you and I, Jim, we wanted to help out the good people of Australia who might be travelling around and need some restaurant reviews.
Recommendations. And, like, you know, not everyone wants to eat at the fancy places, you know what I mean? They just want, you know, knockabout sort of places. So we're very lucky. We have a lot of people that listen to the show. So hopefully, you know, you can help a listener out, one lucky listener.
Which is why I want to launch Jimmy and Nath Restaurant Recommendations.
Good evening, and may I welcome you to Jimmy and Nath's Restaurant Recommendations. Would you care for some entrees to start with?
Oh, that's it.
Four hour audio go bones. Yeah, bones. He's probably shy now. He doesn't want anything long. God forbid Jimmy comes on the show and goes, this is too long.
Okay, so how this is going to work, guys, 131060, we've just asked people to call up right now who are travelling somewhere around Australia, right? So we've got somebody on the phone right now who we want to help out, and we're going to get people of Australia, if you're listening and you're from that area, we need you to call the show right now with some restaurant recommendations. So let's go to Elizabeth from Newcastle. Liz, welcome to the show. We got you there.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, Liz. Now, are you about to travel somewhere around Australia? Where are you going?
I'm going to Port Macquarie.
Port Macquarie.
When are you going to Port Macquarie, Elizabeth?
Tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So
you really need these recommendations.
Jeez, you've left this last minute, Liz. Okay. How long are you going for?
Two nights.
Well, right.
Work, pleasure, bit of both?
Just pleasure.
Just pleasure. Nice.
And have pleasure in Port Macquarie. I'm hoping for that. So.
Sorry, what was that?
Can you have pleasure in Port Macquarie? That's a thing there.
Are we still talking about food?
Yeah, what kind of trip are you going on, Liz?
Yeah, I mean, whatever you're into, I'm happy to help.
Keep it PG.
Yeah, we're going with raunchy recommendations. Okay, so Liz, what kind of food are you into? Anything in particular?
I like oysters, but I like everything.
You like everything.
Do you like, you know, more fancier place, a pub? You got something in mind?
Look, I can do both. I don't mind a little bit fancier. I think it'd be nice to have one night of some schmick food.
Okay.
We can do that.
This is good, Liz, because it means it's opened up to a lot of recommendations. You're somebody who likes a lot of different foods, which is perfect and what we're after. Okay, so now what we do is 131060, Australia, the line is open to you right now. Recommendations for restaurants in Port Macquarie. If you live in Port Macquarie, that's ideal. That's what you want.
If you've been there, we're willing to accept that.
Yes. But if you live there, that'd be perfect. If you have been there and you've been to a restaurant, 131060, this is what we want, some recommendations.
I don't know, because sometimes, you know, you live somewhere and you just never go out anywhere.
That's so true. So, ideally, those people, we don't need you. Not for this.
It's like in my parents in Gundawindi, people go visit Dad and they go, what's that fish and chip shop like down there? Dad's going, don't know, never been.
All right, 131060. People of Australia, jump on the phones right now. And you know what? If you give us a call, I'll give you $100 to spend at another top restaurant, Red Rooster. You want a Red
Rooster calling?
If you want $100 to spend at Red Rooster, guys, 131060, restaurant recommendations for Port Macquarie. Any restaurant, if you've been there, you've heard of it, 131060, take your call.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nath's Restaurant Recommendations.
Good evening, and may I welcome you to Jimmy and Nath's Restaurant Recommendations. Would you care for some entrees to start with?
Yeah, I would. I would like Nath to turn the buttons on.
Back live and firing on all cylinders. Just refreshed after a week off. We know how this works.
That's the thing, mate. We don't miss a beat on this show. Never do. Look, how this is working, guys. So the list for the top 10 Australian fine dining restaurants should just come out on TripAdvisor. And what we thought we'd do is help out the good people of Australia who are travelling recently and give them some restaurant recommendations for those areas where they might be going. We've got Liz from Newcastle still on the phone. Liz, we got you there.
Yes.
Now, Elizabeth, remind us, you're going to Port Macquarie tomorrow, yes?
Correct.
Okay, now, Liz, it is our job here now at Jimmy Nath's Restaurant Recommendations to try and get you some restaurants to go to, because have you got any in mind so far?
No.
No, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. So, Nath, what would you like to do with Liz here? Would you like to go through every one of them at the end, we go back to her and see if she's keen on any of them?
I think so. I think that's a bit... At least you're happy with that. You'll be able to hear what everybody says and...
Sure.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, you'll find this out at the same time as us. Warwick, also from Newcastle. G'day, Warwick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, mate. You been to Port Macquarie before?
I used to live there many years ago, so I know the place all right.
Okay, so do you have a favourite restaurant from your time there, Warwick?
Well, it wasn't around when I was there. I haven't been there lived there for a long time, but I go up there. I'm going in about a week's time. It's called Chop and Chill.
Chop and Chill. All right. Okay. Do you know what they offer at Chop and Chill, was it?
Oh, it's a bit of everything, mate, to be honest. It's, just in the town, near the town green, near a couple of the pubs. But you can get your burgers to, just a bit of everything, mate.
I'll be honest, I thought Warwick was going to say, you can get a bit of chop and a little bit of chill. Thank you, Warwick. Ness from the Sydney Coast. Hi, Ness.
Hi, guys. How you going?
We are good, Vanessa. Ness.
Okay. Hi, Liz. I've got a good recommendation for Liz.
Okay,
this is Macquarie.
This is good, yep.
I holiday there quite a lot. I'm definitely going to recommend the beach house. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's L.A. Cart, very up Liz's alley. So Liz likes our oysters, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so there's lots of oysters there. Beautiful seafood platters for two. Absolutely gorgeous, 5-star. It's in Horton Street in Port Macquarie.
Beautiful.
You have to go, Liz. You have to go.
There you go. That's an order from Ness. You have to go.
If you don't go, Ness will find you.
She'll get you.
Yeah. I have a particular set of skills, and I make people go to the beach.
Lockie from Berwick. G'day, Lock.
Hey, mate, how are you?
We're good, bro. You got a recommendation for Liz of where she should go in Port Macquarie?
Yeah, my boss was actually there for 10 days, I think, and he got back yesterday.
Yeah?
And he recommended this. He was constantly going on about it all day today and yesterday.
Okay.
A Japanese restaurant called Makimoto.
Makimoto. Righto. Did he mention any of the food at Makimoto?
Well, I was looking at the menu because all that was going on was about sushi, so I figured I'd look at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it looks pretty good. It's like a bunch of sushi, some soft crab and stuff. It's just all typical Japanese food.
Oh, I love that.
And, yeah, he was recommending it highly. He said it was amazing. Like, he wasn't a big sushi eater, but he said it was so fresh, he just kept eating.
Kept eating. So and he got back yesterday, Lockie, so this is a fresh review.
Back yesterday. Yep.
I love that.
Oh, how good. We'd get a fresh review. Yeah. Good on you, Lock. All right, Shelley from Southwest Rocks. Hi, Shell.
How are you?
We're good, Shell. Shell, you're rounding things out here. What restaurant recommendation do you have for Liz in Port Macquarie?
Well, it's not actually a restaurant. It's a fish and chip shop.
Fish and chips.
Love fish and chips.
Mike's Seafood on Hay Street.
Live.
That's fish and chips.
Okay, Mike's Seafood.
Yeah, man, you get some fish and chips, man. Picnic blanket, bottle of wine. Head down to the water.
Oh,
what can get better?
Absolutely,
don't
Shell.
Treat me with a good time, Shelley. That
I'll tell you what, we're going to pick Shell up after the show, head out some fish and chips. All right, there we go. We love that. Now we go back to Liz. Now, Liz, we still got you there.
Yes.
Okay, now, Liz, you've been hearing everything. Is there something that's stuck in your mind? I can tell you, Shell's offer to go fish and chips and a few wines.
Really a blankie.
Really got us. What's going on underneath there?
I feel like I could do Makimoto tomorrow night and then the next day the Chop and Chill for lunch, and then the beach house for the next dinner, and then the next day go get some fish and chips before I leave, eat on the beach, and then.
Shell.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm. Did you write those down?
No, I just. Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I'm
just a foodie, I'll remember.
Because I forgot, and you remembered every single restaurant. Well done. There you go.
I think you forgot her name there as well, Elizabeth.
I've been calling her Liz. Is Liz not okay? Producer Grace. You're not happy with Liz? Sorry, what?
Whatever to me.
Grace, are you pressing the right button?
Yes.
Now we got you.
Oh, here we go. Just quickly, Grace, this better be good because you have really handbraked the end of this. So this
you called
be...
her Shelley a second ago instead of Elizabeth.
Great. Which I thought might have been a bit because you were like, Shelley, you remembered all the restaurants.
Oh, that's so... Shelley's still there. Shelley, we got you?
Yep.
Shelley, I'm sorry, mate. I called Liz Shelley.
That's all good.
Yeah, you have a good night, Warwick. Oh, no.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
It's not just us. It's also Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. People on the internet are speculating that Kylie Jenner's baby name.
One week off.
I forgot how to do it.
Jimmy and internet.
Haven't been on the internet this week, have you?
No, I've been busy.
Well, she got hacked, so.
You went, that's it. Enough internate for me.
I don't know how you kids deal with this internate.
I'm not getting hacked again. I'm getting off the internate.
All my personal details are just out on the internate.
People are speculating that Kylie Jenner's baby name may have been leaked by her little niece, True. So if you missed it, Kylie welcomed her second baby that she announced was named Wolf. But then later announced she was changing it, but hasn't said what she's changing it to. But in the season two premiere of The Kardashians, there was a clip of True FaceTiming with her mum, Chloe, and her newborn baby brother. And in the clip, True called her baby brother Snowy. Oh, so people are thinking maybe she mistook the newborn baby brother for her cousin, Snowy.
Is that the best audio we can get?
Yes, that was the best audio.
Let's have a listen to this.
Hi, Snowy.
That's clearly a child saying, hi, Snowy, and then...
Mate, see what it I sounds heard. Like, sta- what sounds I like dial-up is. Internet. Oh, you get the grab too. That was good.
I had a copy of it.
Yeah.
You know, don't blame Grace. Blame the internet.
Yeah.
Internet.
Internet.
Internet. Right. So she. Oh, you know what? I don't care.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nathan, want to ask now on 131060, do you or your partner always wear the same thing? Police over in the US have arrested a burglar after he was wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pants. Oh. And, sorry, not the SpongeBob SquarePants pants.
What, took them off him?
Jumped into the television, pulled him off his pants.
Yeah.
Pants that had SpongeBob all over them.
Right, yes. Okay, got you. Yeah.
And SpongeBob SquarePants socks. Obviously a big fan.
It's very confusing because his name involves a piece of clothing. And when that is on another piece of clothing, it's very wordy.
Yeah,
isn't
no.
it?
SpongeBob SquarePants pants.
Yeah, or SpongeBob SquarePants socks.
Sorry, man, I'm here to buy some SpongeBob SquarePants pants. they seem to be all out. So in a post on Facebook, the Tulsa Police Department in the US revealed the man had been arrested after five separate alleged robberies in the same apartment complex. So he's robbing the people where he lives.
Right. Okay. So he's not the sharpest. This is SpongeBob spare pants. He needs some spare pants. Is that what he's stealing?
So the alleged robber was seen by multiple witnesses breaking into their apartments wearing said SpongeBob SquarePants pants and socks.
It's not very under the radar, is it?
No. So he did have like a balaclava.
Oh, did he? Oh, great. They'd never know.
I'm going to talk you through his outfit. Because I didn't get a photo, apologies. So he had a black balaclava, a black like turtleneck, sweater, SpongeBob SquarePants.
He honestly would have been better off going like nude down the bottom.
SpongeBob SquarePants socks with black sneakers.
Okay.
To make it even easier for police, the robber had many posts on his personal Facebook wearing the SpongeBob SquarePants pants and SpongeBob SquarePants shorts. Sorry, socks.
Imagine how that argument went. He's like, would you believe there's another guy
that lives here
in the building?
So apparently this bloke would just wear them all the time. Yep. People would see him in the apartment complex. He'd walk, just loved his SpongeBob SquarePants pants and socks.
He's really committed to it.
Really committed to it. And then he put the balaclava and the turtleneck on.
Well, good on him. At least tried that. I mean, he could have put a Squidward head on or something like that.
And so they went to his house, his apartment, and they knocked on the door because they saw the photos on Facebook.
Under the sea, is a pineapple.
As soon as they opened the door, nothing was hidden. He had apparently six TVs in the lounge room.
It's a JB Hi-Fi.
It's got three couches, two exercise bikes.
And they landed on and said, yeah, mate, what can I do for you?
Allegedly sitting on one of the three couches in his SpongeBob SquarePants pants and socks. And they went, did you steal this? And he went,
he got me. Geez,
nothing gets past you guys.
How did you do it?
How did you figure it out? How did you solve this mystery?
Really good.
Because of this bloke apparently always wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pants and socks, I thought we could ask on 131060, do you... Or does your partner wear the same thing all the time? Grace, does Diana, your partner?
Yes.
Okay, what is it? What do they always
Diana,
wear?
Diana, my partner, always wears black shorts and a black T-shirt.
Do they ever?
Okay, when I first met Diana and I first went to their house, Diana was like, yeah, I always wear black. And I was like, okay, people always say that, but then... Whatever.
Where are the colours?
Looked at their wardrobe. It was literally just 15 of the same black shirt with 15 of the same black
They're
short.
Like a cartoon character.
Yeah, literally. Even it was our engagement party on the weekend. I was like, Diana, you're going to have to dress nice. Diana's wearing shorts.
And a black T-shirt and a black, like, button-up.
Blazer.
They were SpongeBob SquarePants shorts.
Nate,
you know what? You know I do this all the time. Meg, my partner, is very good. She has so many different outfits. I've got one little wardrobe, right? You've been to our place. And I wear the same thing all the time. This outfit I'm wearing right now, I reckon I wear it at least three times a week.
Yeah.
Probably.
But also you always wear that same combination. So you've got, a T-shirt and shorts on, but you have that in different colours. You just replace.
Absolutely. And the only reason, I've got a white shirt on now and blue pants and white shoes. The only reason I'm wearing that is because someone said to me once, like 4 weeks ago, hey, that matches. And I go, great.
That's another outfit.
Because it matches. You know, I'm only going to wear that.
I have, if you open my undies drawer, I have the same type of black and white Calvin Kleins. I have like 30 pairs of them.
Yeah, you do.
There's no different colours. There's no different lengths. They're just the same undie.
Yeah.
That's kind of smart, though. Yeah, you never have to think about
it. No, you just chuck them on.
And they're also, they're underneath. You know what I mean?
No one knows.
Yeah. I mean, we do see you getting around in them a few times in the office, but.
Actually, weirdly, a lot.
I did the, no, I shouldn't say that on air. I'm
All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. Do you or your partner always wear the same thing? I'm very guilty of it. Grace's partner, Diana, very guilty of it. Maybe you are too.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Hey, we just asked 131060, do you or your partner always wear the same thing? This is after a bloke in the US has been arrested. Because he was breaking into apartments. He was seen by multiple witnesses wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pants.
Yes.
SpongeBob SquarePants socks. A bit of a mouthful. And he would wear them all the time. So people would see this bloke all the time. He'd always wear them. And that's how he was caught.
No, but in his defense, he wore a black balaclava.
And a black turtleneck. Still.
So they didn't know his face. It could have been anybody wearing those pants.
So doesn't everyone own SpongeBob SquarePants pants and wear them all the time with the socks?
So we're asking 131060, do you or your partner always wear the same thing? Lucinda from Brakeson. Hi, Lucinda. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're going all right. Do you or your partner always wear the same thing?
It's my partner who always wears the same thing.
Okay, what is it?
What does your partner wear?
Seriously, it drives me insane. You do the washing, it's all black. Black shirt, black pants, black shoes, black socks. It's all the time, every day, all the time.
Has someone, or maybe it was you, Luce, did you tell him that he looked really good in black?
It wasn't me, but I'm going to kill whoever it was.
Because this is something I do. I said it before. It's like if somebody tells me I look good in a certain colour or a certain outfit, I will only wear that. You know I do this, Jim. I do this a lot.
That's why I say you have awful fashion sense.
Yeah,
I'm always honest with you.
Forces me to change.
And when I say I like something, you go, this must be good.
And then I'll go and buy three of the same outfit.
I always like that. It's that orangey, rusty collared button-up. That's my favourite thing you own.
You like that one?
It's my favourite thing you own.
I do wear it a lot, though.
I'll be honest. I nearly bought it because I loved it
really?
That much. Yeah.
Do you want it?
Well, I was like, we can't both wear the same thing.
We absolutely can.
Listen, have you ever purchased something for your partner, tried to buy him a little bit of colour?
I try to buy him colour, put a bit of colour in his life all the time, and he hates it.
Just what, won't wear it? Do you return it?
Well, he says, oh, I like that, babe, thank you. And then it will stay in the drawer in the cupboard for months on end to the point where he's like, I need to get rid of some clothes and get rid of it.
You know what, Lucinda? Next time you see him and he comes out in all black, just throw some paint on him. And be like...
I'll do that.
Thank you, Lucinda. Chris from Melbourne. Chris, do you or your partner always wear the same thing?
Chris, Wave Ambassador. Hello.
Oh, Wave Ambassador, of course. Bringing back the wave.
Yes. Bringing back the wave.
Well done. Yep.
Mate, I'm known for wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, I love this. Thing? This is good.
I wear my get up because I'm a delivery driver. I'm a removalist.
Yep.
I wear shorts.
Yep.
Hawaiian shirt every day of the year.
I love that. So how
Chris,
many?
Do you wear this when you're working?
Yeah, this is my uniform because it's my business.
Oh, it's your business.
And that's what I wear all the time. I'm known for wearing Hawaiian shirts and shorts. I think it was about 2 years ago, there was snow in Daleside, that's just a bit out of Melbourne.
Sure.
I've got a picture of me standing on the on a fence at a farm with me, my Hawaiian shirt, shorts, and my mascot teddy bear.
Oh, bloody aloha. Chris, how many Hawaiian shirts have you got?
About 20.
20.
20.
Chris, off shops, mate.
What if you what if you get involved, like you go, you know, you gotta go to the races or you're invited to a wedding, what do you wear then?
Well, I had to go and get an award a while ago at Government House, and I did have to wear a suit, right? But I've got a photo of me half an hour later back in my shorts and my Hawaiian shirt.
Did you think, Chris, you can be honest with you, did you think about wearing like a suit, but instead of like the dress shirt, wearing a button-up Hawaiian shirt?
Well, I was, but I don't think the governor of Victoria would be too impressed.
No, that's true, Chris.
Oh, I beg to differ.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, more heavy rain is forecast across large parts of New South Wales, threatening to prolong the flood crisis that has inundated towns, isolated communities, and led to the death of a boy in the state central west. The Bureau of Meteorology warns that a trough moving across New South Wales could prolong the flooding and widespread showers and thunderstorms predicted for much of the state. Communities are bracing for more destructive rain as the bomb issued minor and major flood warnings in a number of catchments that are already saturated.
It's horrible to know that this is coming, isn't it?
These guys just can't catch a break, can they?
No.
I know. No. I know.
It was only, I mean, we had a week off, but what was it? I think before we went away, they confirmed the third La Nina. Bureau of Meteorology has warned wet weather and flood warnings for parts of the state of New South Wales will continue for several months.
And it's so hard because, I mean, obviously you're coming into like holidays and that kind of period where people are travelling, seeing their families, probably returning to their to rural homes and all that kind of stuff. And to know that a lot of these people are going to be suffering during this time from this weather, it's horrible. It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's just awful. And I think we said before, like natural disasters are just wild as well because it's like...
Because what can you do?
No.
Well, literally nothing. All you can do is be as prepared as you can.
Yeah.
Like.
More than half of our regional New South Wales dams are at or above capacity. That is something that we have not seen since the 1990s.
Wow.
Wow.
And just a fun fact about dams, well, maybe not fun, but I find it interesting, is, you know, when you get your dam percentage and it says the dams are at 100 or 110 or whatever. So 100% of a dam's capacity is not overflowing. I don't know if you guys know that 100% is just the optimum amount of water that should be in that dam.
Oh, no, I didn't know that either.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense though, isn't it?
So think about it like a glass of water. Like you don't fill your glass up all the way to the top.
Mm.
You know, you leave a little bit of space there. If you do fill up the top, you're weirdo.
So you don't.
You know, just balancing it back to the couch. I don't want to spill any.
So yeah, you leave a bit because you're like, well, that's enough water in that glass.
Mm.
That's how dams work. So 100% is, you know, there's a bit of leeway there so it can go a bit more.
Yeah, of course. Well, we wish all those people all the best coming into some tough times, hey?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Bit of a weird one, this one.
I'm like,
kidding.
I like normal stuff we bring to the show. Sorry.
We've asked much weirder. I apologise, Australia. That was Jimmy. Mm. Producer Grace, we've asked much weirder
questions.
Yeah,
I was like, this one's pretty normal. Yeah. I'll put this one here.
Mate, we did Radio Uno on this show.
Uno!
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Mm. Yeah, pretty normal here. 131060, can you smile for us? But when she says smile, Lily Allen.
What's Lily doing?
Yeah.
She's married to David Harbour from Stranger Things. I don't know if she's doing anything herself at the moment.
Which one's David Harbour?
Stranger Things.
Hopper.
Hopper.
And her brother's in something at the moment, isn't he? Or
he was in Game of Thrones. He was the one with his cut off.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
In the most recent.
He's... Yeah, you can say it. His penis.
Got his penis.
It's not what you want, is it?
Was removed.
Got his penis snipped.
So I put it up there. It was probably the least thing I want.
Yeah. You wouldn't want that. Take anything else.
You know? Take my freedom, but don't take my willy.
That's actually what he said, yeah.
I've never seen Braveheart, but I...
That's what Mel said. He stood up there and
the line.
Mm.
You want the truth? You can't handle the willy.
Different movie.
I don't understand.
Do one.
Mm.
Do one what?
Famous movie quotes involving willies.
The first rule of Fight Club is we don't talk about willies.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice one. Nice one. Nice one. Yeah. I'll never let go, Willie. I'll never let go.
You win.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Nath, producer Grace, modern psychologists say there is little evidence to suggest that screaming can help improve our mental health. Yelling to release repressed childhood traumas, which cause neurosis, is called primal scream therapy, PST. It was created by psychologist Arthur Janov in the late 1960s, became very popular in the 1970s, but new research shows that it doesn't do anything.
Okay, but how are they doing this research? Because if someone like screams into the void and then goes, I feel better, surely that's like enough?
Professor Gard is here, okay? If you're going to bring this stuff, feel free to be quizzed.
I mean, okay, Professor
Dr. Carl has arrived.
I'll give you this and then give me your next question.
Okay.
Professor Sacha Fruthos from the University of the University of Zurich says, in my opinion, there is no scientific... What?
Why?
It's a bad accent.
Which is probably doing normally.
I thought that was a great accent.
In my opinion, there is no scientific evidence that primal scream therapy has any positive effects in the treatment of mental and psychological disorders.
Mm. Okay.
Do you want to know what they've done to study it?
Just got people to scream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to test it, isn't it?
It is.
Any better? And they go, nah. And they go, well, yeah, it doesn't work.
Mm.
So what they did get people to do was get people to smile.
I love this.
And apparently that does. That has a physical effect on your being.
Making you feel better.
It makes you feel a little bit better. I don't know. I mean, Nathan, I don't think you haven't done any meditating, have you?
No.
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 Grace, you've done a bit of meditating.
I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
I can't.
You've sort of given it up? Because there are some meditations out there, guided meditations. A guided meditation is when you listen to something. Someone's telling you what to do. And they say you sort of put your mouth into a smile.
Yeah, I have heard this many times. Yeah.
So it is like, I mean, Grace, I don't know the research. Apparently it's just they've made people smile and go, you feel better? Or they go,
it does. It does. Look, all right, well, everybody doing that. Everyone smile now.
3, 2, 1.
I feel good. You guys feel good?
I feel good, but I was already feeling good. If I was feeling really bad and someone was like, just smile, I'd be like, I will hit you.
See, but at least you'll be smiling while you're doing it.
I'll be honest. I think it does work.
I feel
a little odd.
No, because that's the thing. I was feeling good, but now I feel even better. I think it works, guys. I reckon Professor Hoshenhausen, I reckon he's onto something. Hey, you guys feeling good?
I don't know why. It's so funny.
We're still smiling, everybody, playing along at home.
It's like... I don't know.
Just a big grin, mate.
It's like I've seen something I shouldn't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you look like you're up to something.
And you don't want to tell anybody. So like... we've just come back from, catching your boss, potting someone in the office.
It's like I walked in the studio and you and Grace are kissing during the song. And you're
we think you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling? No reason.
No reason.
Just trying to feel better.
What have you guys been doing?
Don't raise your eyebrows. You look like a creep.
It feels like you know something. Okay, 131060, Australia, we want to test this out. Jump on the phones right now, and all we need you to do is smile for us. We just need you to smile for us and let us know. How does it make you feel? You know what I mean? When you get a little smile, as we're doing now, how does it make you feel?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Maybe just start looking up Rihanna songs, Nath.
Rihanna songs?
Rihanna.
You always call her Rihanna, but her name's Rihanna. No way.
People know what I'm talking about.
No, I've started Googling Rihanna.
Beyonce. What's her name?
Stop putting ends in everything.
Beyonce. Just ask 131060, can you smile for us? Does it work? Some study has been done. Apparently just screaming if you're upset or you're angry does nothing. But smiling does something. So we were trying a little bit earlier.
Do you want a bit of that?
I do like this song. It's an absolute banger. But yeah, so what we're going to do, Nath, is we're going to chat to people. We're going to ask them, how are you going?
Yep.
And then we'll say, all right, 3, 2, 1, smile. Just let them smile for a bit and then be like, how do you feel?
I feel like you can often tell, even when not looking at someone, if someone's smiling. Don't you reckon? I feel
you can hear it in their voice.
Not like that.
What do you mean? So I sound.
Bree from Port Macquarie. Hello, Bree. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Sorry, Brie. Get rid of the music.
Well, you don't want that?
No. It's like lyrics.
I'm fading around.
You can just hear her.
Just some muffled Lily Allen. All right, so Brie, what are you up to tonight?
Yeah. I'm actually just drawing, but I was drawing a smile at the time you guys just started talking about it, so I thought it was a bit funny.
Wow.
Spooky.
That's wild. It's creepy.
Tingly Tuesdays.
Creepy Tuesdays. So how do you feel right now, Brie?
Yeah, all right. Like, just... sort of getting ready for bed, but listen to music with a good friend, and I reckon smiling does make you feel good. Like when you feel good, you smile naturally. So yeah. I reckon
works the other way around.
It's a good point.
If you don't feel good, smile, then you will feel good.
Yeah, maybe feel like shit, just put a smile on it.
That's it. I want that on a t-shirt. If you feel like shit, put a smile on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
or just draw smiles. It works, maybe.
Draw smiles.
Okay. We're not testing that tonight.
That's a different skill. We'll do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, we're drawing them. Tonight, we're just putting it. So,
101.
All right. Yeah. So, Brie, 3, 2, 1. Put a smile on your face. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
She was smiling the whole time.
Yeah, I was. I think I'm kind of a bit bit embarrassed, hey, so it's, yeah.
No, I think it's...
I think it works.
I think it definitely, works for Brie. Absolutely. Yeah. Eric from Liverpool. G'day, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
We're going all right, mate. How are you feeling?
Eric, are you smiling right now? Good.
Yeah.
Eric, I can feel it. I can feel the energy. We've got to ask you. Okay, Eric, take the smile off your face.
All right.
Not a frown.
Not
like
a frown. Just neutral.
Neutral. Let it flop.
Are you flopping, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. How you feeling?
Standard, I guess.
Okay, steady. Ready? On the count of three, you're going to smile for us. Three, two, one.
I think that might have worked. You feel good, Eric?
Yeah,
fantastic. We've done it. We've done it. See, science. Beck from Maitland. Hey, Beck.
Hey.
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 How you going? Hey. You going all
right,
Beck?
Beck, you're smiling right now, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, stop. Okay, Beck, same thing. Flop the face.
Well, I feel like it makes me feel sarcastic.
What, smiling?
Yes.
Well, that's what I was feeling earlier, Beck.
You felt like
you're not smiling, and then you're like, oh, smile, and you're like, well... And you feel sarcastic about it. That's how I felt.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, go neutral for us, Beck.
Face flop it.
Neutral. Yeah.
Yeah. Face flopped. Okay. Good. All right. 3, 2, 1, Beck. I want you to smile. Go.
Yeah. So sarcastic. I am.
Yeah. And how do you feel?
Sarcastic.
See, it's ironic.
Two out of three. That's fine.
No, but the thing is, I think she might be being sarcastic, but actually be feeling happy. You know what I mean? I'm confused.
You can be more than one emotion, can't you?
You're so right, mate.
You can be sarcastic and happy.
The mind is phenomenal.
Do you know we only use 10% of our brains?
Oh, it's insane. Do you know the body?
I think we only use 10% of our heart.
You're so right. You know the body, 70% water. I know we're not talking about that, but that's just another fun
fact. Grace, you got a body fact for us?
Oh, jeez, mate. Button, you're pressing mate. The wrong button.
Wrong button, mate.
The tongue is the strongest muscle.
How do you know that?
DJ Nari Warren. Hi, DJ.
Hi there, buddy.
You going all right, mate?
Yeah, just working late at night. Nothing special. Bit dull.
Yeah, a bit dull. You seem a bit flat. You a bit flat, DJ?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. What we need you to do, Jimmy's just trying out his tongue muzzle. DJ, 3, 2, 1. What I need you to do is...
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. What I need you to do is poke your tongue out for me. And no, it's put on a massive smile, okay?
There you go.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nath, massive round of applause for Rihanna.
Good on you, Riri.
Riri will perform at next year's Super Bowl, the LVII Super Bowl.
Oh,
57?
No. Yeah.
Is it?
No. Yeah, correct.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Grace Guard.
Oh,
you
Greek
me, sports
Greek well, it was Roman numerals
not yeah. Greek numerals
no but is it wasn't it? Sports either.
Well, it was sports adjacent.
It's a number.
I don't know if you guys saw it, but the news comes after both Rihanna and the NFL tweeted a picture of the musician's hand holding a football.
Clever.
Which sparked speculation that she would be the halftime performer. Turned out to be the case.
Or she's been picked up by the Patriots. Either one.
They get a new wide receiver. Rihanna, born Robin Fenty, has built a business empire in addition to her music career. In 2021, Forbes announced that she had become a billionaire.
Yeah, huge.
And the world's wealthiest female musician. That's all thanks to her Fenty Beauty makeup line and Savage Fenty lingerie line. I don't know if you saw, Grace, if it did make your Twitter, but a lot of it
yeah,
did.
It has. Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you can say what it was.
What?
Was it a lot of people saying that she...
Did you
have to
work, guys?
Sorry,
right back and forth.
I thought you had the Rihanna stuff made your Twitter, and I was like, yeah, it has.
So mom isn't out, am I?
Are you talking about the gags that she won't have any new music to perform, and it'll be her putting makeup on someone?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
It did make my Twitter, yes.
I was like, well, you can tell everyone what it was.
What? Nah, it's good
so
back and forth.
People
guys.
Are saying that she hasn't released music in a long time and she probably won't, so it'll just be makeup, because that's what she does now. She does a lot of makeup
but
tutorials.
She's already got so many hits. She doesn't need to.
That's true. She does have some bangers.
I mean, you can name some of them now, Grace, but you may give Nathan a...
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. If you want to watch the 57th or the LVII Super Bowl will take place on February 12th next year. It will be the first Super Bowl with Apple Music as a partner.
Ooh, wow.
The NFL has announced. So the Super Bowl, I mean, Grace, you could probably vouch for this. See how I go here, Nath. Sorry.
This would be good. Another back and forth. We're going back into the arena, are we?
Sorry. Because I know you're a...
What?
What? It was Pepsi before it was Apple Music, wasn't it?
Nath, I know you're a sports fan. But Grace, you watch the Super Bowl halftime performance, but don't watch any sport.
No.
So now it's going to be on Apple Music. So you can watch the performance, you can listen to it all in live and straight afterwards without even having to watch the game. You used to have to find a TV with it on.
Yeah, or just wait for it to go on YouTube afterwards.
That's cool. When is it? What's the date?
12th of Feb, 2023.
Ah, XII.
I'm guessing that's the Roman numerals for it.
I don't know. I hope so. That's right?
XXII.
Look, to celebrate this great news, I thought we could play this.
Now it's time for Jimmy's Verse Game.
Yeah, hey, how you going, Australia? It's Jimmy. I'm here. One of my favourite games that we play on the show. This is the first time we're playing this since we've been back. Had a little break.
Yeah.
How are we both feeling about Rihanna?
I really like Rihanna, but it doesn't
Can you name
anything.
Some songs?
Oh, I can name some songs. Shall we name one?
Just so, okay, you know what? Both name your favourite Rihanna song. That way you're both sort of getting the same advantage.
Can we try and do it at the same time to see if we have the same song?
Ooh, I like that.
That's fun. This is like a side pot game.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Umbrella. Diamonds. Damn it.
Oh. Actually, no, Umbrella, 100%.
Are you changing it?
No, yes.
Nath, you got a point. Well
Thank
done.
You, mate.
Grace got her own one favourite song wrong. you're starting on... No, wait, I'm taking your point back.
Okay.
So you're on 0,
uh-huh.
But Grace is on -1.
Okay,
so,
there you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Same difference.
First game next, guys. Jimmy Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Now it's time for Jimmy's Verse Game.
Yes, welcome to the show. If this is your first time joining us, Jimmy's Verse Game is a game where I put producer Grace up against Nath in a game to figure out what song I'm reading out. Yes, I read out the lyrics of a verse because no one really knows a verse. Everyone knows the lyrics of the chorus. And there's always a theme. It's always a fun theme. And this week it is Rihanna because we are celebrating the fact that she is hosting the Super Bowl halftime show next year.
What's up, mate?
You just shaked a finger. Just noticed that on the screen in front of Nath, he has Rihanna typed into the little system there, and all of her songs are up and listed.
What?
Can we please remove that?
I'll be honest, for both of you. No, Nath, you can leave it, because Grace can also see it.
I can't. Not as well as he can.
No,
not
in front of me.
Just remove it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay, fine, I'll get rid of it. It's gone. There you go. You happy?
Sorry, as the adjudicator, Jimmy, I just wanted to let you know that.
He'd be the person who would call out when we're looking at other people's papers in the test.
Absolutely. You don't learn anything from cheating.
I haven't learned anything, like ever.
Ever?
Yeah, but guess what, mate? We're all the same job, aren't we? So. Look where we are. We're right next to each other, mate.
Little goody two-shoes, mate. We're all here.
How are you both feeling?
Yeah, feeling good, mate. Feeling real good.
I'm a bit nervous.
This is really exciting as well because the three songs I'm about to read the lyrics out are the three most streamed songs on Spotify. By Rihanna. All over a billion streams.
Gosh, she's very successful.
She is.
She's very good.
I'll be honest. Riri, I know you listen to the show. Big fan of the show. Release some new music.
Yes.
Yeah, right. We do need some more Bad Girl Riri, don't we?
All right. You ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Verse number one. We go fast with the game we play. Sorry, I thought you were going to buzz in.
Yeah, no, I just.
Grace.
Oh, okay.
Geez, wow, a delay.
First line.
Okay, this will be very impressive, Grace.
I'm just trying to think of the name.
That's the main part of the game, isn't it?
No, it's the only part of the game.
Because we know
it's Rihanna.
Yeah.
I know what song it is. I'm just trying to make sure that I have the name correct.
Yeah, because if you get it wrong.
Nath gets a point.
No, that's not how it works.
It is, mate. It's how the Rihanna version works.
Diamonds by Rihanna.
No, it is not.
Oh,
no.
So, Nath, you can take as long as you want here.
Yeah, I'll put my feet up here. You go ahead.
Who knows why it's got to be this way? We say nothing more than we need. I say your place when we leave.
Oh, yeah, of course. Not that song.
Baby, right, this is what we came for.
Is this the one with Calvin Harris?
You can't buzz in.
I know. I'm just saying. If he gets it wrong, I'd like to.
This is what we came for. It's that one, isn't it? With Calvin Harris.
Yes. Name the song.
No, you can't give him hints.
No, I'm just. He's asking a question.
No, he's not allowed to ask questions.
It's not a hint.
He asked a question and I said yes.
Like, hey, is this one? And you go yes or no. Like that.
Well, you locked something in. He hasn't locked in the name. He just said, "Is that the one with Calvin Harris?"
Is it "We Found Love"?
No, it's not.
Hey, Grace.
Yeah.
Is it This Is What You Came For, Rihanna and Calvin Harris.
Yes.
Oh, so you said the lyrics. Yeah. Oh, that one. You know I was going to say that too. Oh.
This is Taylor Swift on the vocals as well.
Here. No, Taylor Swift wrote it.
No, this is her. Ooh, ooh. It is. Look it up.
So I'm trying to get more points.
That's why I stopped.
I went, yeah, baby, this is what we came for.
I freaked out. And you know what? I even tried to cheat.
You know why? You know why you didn't get it? Because you were cheating. You're looking down and you saw Calvin Harris and you saw We Found Love.
Exactly.
Also with Rihanna.
Yeah, I cheated. Okay. And you know what? Cheaters never prosper, do they,
exactly.
Grace?
Exactly. Well, I say you never learn anything.
Okay.
Well done, Grace.
Thank you.
Verse number two. It was good on my own. That's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded explicit.
Mm-hmm.
On some faded love. Shit. Oh. What the F?
Oh.
You complaining for?
Gee whiz.
Feeling jaded, huh? Used to trip off that shit when I was kicking to you.
Why do you go with this song?
Bit mouthy.
I picked the three most streamed songs.
I know.
I think I said that earlier.
Yeah. No, you did.
Yeah,
you
minus point. Absolutely, minus point.
And just saying it's not level. The super radio friendly.
Well, I don't pick the songs, mate.
We're not playing the songs. It's Jimmy's verse game.
Sorry, hey, mate. You continue.
Hey, relax. You continue. Got a point. Had some fun on the roof, though. I'll give it to you. But, baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hit list trying to fix your inner issues.
Grace.
With... Oh, yes.
Is it Rude Boy, Rihanna?
No.
Sucked in. Honestly. Give him feedback.
I know it.
This is the chorus.
Okay.
Which is also the name of it.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, because you guys can't get it in the verse. We had to go to two choruses so far.
Okay, so we're at the chorus, yeah.
Big Rihanna fans here.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
You needed me.
Is it, you needed me? Is it, no, needed me?
Needed me.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I
have never heard this song before.
This is one of her top three.
I'll be honest, when I looked at it today, can confirm, billion streams, not one we played on the radio. But one of her most popular songs.
I have never heard that song before.
Yeah. I've heard it, but I wouldn't have picked it as her most popular. Mm. There you go. You learn something new every day.
There you go.
On the board. One all.
On the board,
heading
guys.
Heading into the last song.
This is huge.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Here you go.
Verse three.
What? Just sound like you're making it up on the spot.
I'll be honest. I Google the lyrics.
You know what? We're running. Can you go straight to the chorus?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart.
You have my heart,
Grace.
Just buzz in.
I'm telling Rihanna.
We didn't hear that, Nath.
It's Grace. I'm really.
Oh, well done, Grace.
Grace taking out the Rihanna.
One of our worst.
Well, maybe she shouldn't come back to the Super Bowl. We don't know any of her songs.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And guys, I've got some exciting coffee news. Cuts really? Off really roughly.
Someone's like, I don't want to record this anymore. They get it. It's got
the barista got over it, just turned the machine off halfway through.
Aussie researchers, guys, have said that apparently having 2 to 3 coffees a day could make you live longer. This is good.
Great news, because today was the National Barista Championships in Melbourne.
Was it really? Mm. Wow. How good? How about that?
You knew that. That's why you brought it.
Of course it is. Why I brought it, mate? Because it's relevant.
Because you have a big brain.
And I wanted to tie that in to some locality around the country. Aussie researchers have said that apparently there are plenty of advantages for drinking coffee for heart health. All types of coffee were linked with a reduction in early death from heart issues, with 2 to 3 cups per day linked with the lowest risk. Apparently coffee beans contain all these biological active compounds. Won't get into the science of it, but essentially good for your heart. Problem is, though, if you go too many a day, that's the thing. It's a balance. You go too many a day.
Oh, it's like anything, isn't it?
It is a negative effect, guys.
Too little, not good. Too much, also not 100%.
Good. 100%. Now, this is all
called the Goldilocks rule.
Yeah, they really do. Well, I got you, did it?
I like that.
You love some, you love some, barks.
Some nursery rhyme gear.
You win.
Don't you?
I don't know what sound just came out of me.
You've had too many coffees today, we discussed.
I actually have. Yeah. No, I had 3 today, and that's too many for me. Mm. So when you all got one before the show, I said, no, thank you.
We brought the puppy enough. In. Yeah.
You okay? I was going to say everything in moderation, but the Goldilocks rule is even better.
It is.
Well done.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Tuesday night around the country, the Jimmy and Nate show back on the air and about to be off the air again. Sorry, guys.
Get some news away.
No.
Better be flicked.
We're not on after this little talk break. It but is, then we're back tomorrow, guys.
No, we're back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Live again. Some more of this.
Some more of this stuff.
Yeah.
Some more of that classic battle flower. Yeah, the three of them. It shouldn't work. But it does.
Oh, three completely different personalities. You put them in a bowl and you make a radio cake, don't you? It's like a delicious smoothie, you three.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd be the banana.
I'd be the chunky bits that weren't blended up.
What would you be, Grace?
I'd be the strawberries.
Dregs.
Dregs!
Backwash.
No, Nathan, you'd be like the full cream milk.
Oh, bloody oath I would.
You know what I mean?
You'd be, yeah, you'd be something fun like the strawberries,
yeah,
or the honey.
And a colour.
Honey, something yeah. sweet.
And sticky.
Those on fingers. On my hands.
Look at this
time. Gee whiz. A bit of Capilano.
Is that Manuka?
Oh, you come from New Zealand.
Look at this time.
He's on ZFM. Is that Yellow Box?
Oh, it must be Yellow Box.
You do a honey brand, Grace.
Ooh, is
not
that
a brand? Like a
Leatherwood.
Yeah.
Look at us naming honey.
God, we know our honeys.
Honey's great. You know what I love? Bees.
Oh, bees, saving the planet.
We love bees.
The bee movie. Underrated. It is time for the show ratings. We rate the show out of 10. Give our reasons why. I mean, do I need to give a reason why tonight, Australia? 10 out of 10. Am I right, guys?
10. You're so right, big fella.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10, just for me personally. I think
for hating Rihanna.
No, I don't hate Rihanna. I love Rihanna, but I don't think I wasn't a very good player in the first game, and then I barked on the air accidentally.
You did bark on the air.
I just think I maybe had too many coffees.
Why are you doing, mate? People are going to think this is bloody Harry's practice on the air. Barking on the air.
I don't know why I did
What's
that.
Come on, we're not allowed dogs in the office either.
We're actually not. Sad.
It's 100% 10 out of 10, Jim. Yeah. The show is great, but also just good to be back on the airwaves, guys.
I missed it. Good really to be missed back.
I missed you too.
Oh.
You two as in me, or as in you two as in you two people, or you two the band?
Yeah. Have you not heard much U2 lately? Like,
I missed.
It's a beautiful day.
So you want a bit of U2, mate?
Living get away.
No, I missed Jimmy and Nate. I didn't get to see you for a week, so it's nice to be back.
You don't like U2?
Not particularly, no.
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 You don't like U2.
Do you look at me and think Rihanna, that's somebody who likes U2?
You like Rihanna or U2?
You hate U2 and Rihanna.
I love Rihanna, hate U2.
You hate us two?
No!
What do you hate? What have we done, mate? This is a bloody 10 out of 10 show, and now you're saying
you hate us two? What do we do?
Can I say adios, Australia?
You can if you want.
Say whatever you want, mate.
They won't push the button.
You say, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
Adios, Australia.
Yeah, well, funny, that didn't work.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.